Section 4. HMRC's P11D quality standard. HMRC's website offers some guidance on the P11D quality standard that has to be met to avoid the P11D returns being rejected. HMRC's quality standard sets out the following requirements that every form P11D must meet to avoid rejection. Firstly, you must include your employer reference. Next, you must include your employee's name and national insurance number. If we don't have the employee's national insurance number, we have to provide their date of birth and gender, as we would with the end-of-year PAYE returns. If we are reporting a car benefit, where a car has been provided to an employee for private use, we must include its list price. If we complete box 10 in section F of the P11D, which is the total cash equivalent of car fuel provided, then we must also complete box 9, which is for the total cash equivalent of cars provided. If we provided a beneficial loan to an employee and are reporting it in section H of the P11D, HMRC says we must also complete box 15, the cash equivalent of loans. Some employers like to submit their P11Ds in list form or schedule format, and the quality standard that HMRC now requires must pass the following test. Firstly, we must present the list in an easy-to-read format using a font size no smaller than 11-point Arial. Now, AAT members will know I've had a problem with that in the past. Personally, I think that 10-point Arial is large enough. Next, we're told to organise the list by employee, not by type of benefit, which is fair enough. It means put them in alphabetical order. We need to include the employer reference. We need to include the employee's name and national insurance number. And again, if we haven't got a national insurance number, we have to indicate their date of birth and gender. The P11D standard for list format requires that we include all the expenses and benefits provided to each employee. We have to show the code letters assigned to each benefit on form P11D, which are the letters in the dark blue boxes on the left section of the form. Next, in HMRC's guidance, they point out other errors to watch out for, which include the following. Using a paper form that relates to the wrong tax year. So we should check the top right-hand corner of the first page and make sure that we are using a 2010/2011 P11D or P90 form. Another error is failing to tick the director box if the employee is a director. And again, we're talking about Companies Act directors. Not including descriptions if the amounts are included in sections A, B, L, M, or N of the form. Again, this is quite straightforward. If there is a box for descriptions, we have to fill it in. Next error is leaving the cash equivalent box empty if we've entered a figure in the corresponding cost box of a section. Next, we have sending P11Ds when we've also ticked the box in Part 5 of Form P45 of the Employer Annual Return to indicate that P11Ds are not due. Now, I have a problem with that because if we've ticked the box to say P11Ds are not due because that's what we thought at the time or because we were unsure, I don't accept it can be an error to then submit P11Ds if we later find out that they're required. The next error is where a benefit has been provided for mixed business and private use, and we enter only the value of the private use portion, in other words, the net cash equivalent. HMRC requires us to show the full value of the benefit.